Oh, anyway, the bill came out to be like $164 or something like that. That wasn't bad, right? We had like $8 and some change left over, so we left that for a tip. So we ended up leaving out, and I see this guy running behind us, and I'm like, you know, what the fuck is he running for? So he like, stiffing is not cool. He's like, not tipping is not cool. He's like, I have to pay the busboy, the such and such, the bartender for making the drinks. I have to do this, I have to do that. And I'm like, that is not my fucking issue, dude. I paid my motherfucking bill. Our shit was kind of high for me. I feel like he should have been just satisfied enough that we left. Motherfucker, if I wanted McDonald's, I would have went to McDonald's. If I wanted Taco Bell, I went to Taco Bell. But I wanted motherfucking seafood, and I wanted it from y'all place, and I feel like I can afford it today. I didn't know that when I go out, I have to also think about my steak and the waiter. That's not my motherfucking fault. You took that job, you knew that you was working on commission or tips or whatever the fuck, then some days gonna be good and some days gonna be bad. You know, I don't know what bill you thought you was gonna pay with my motherfucking tip or, you know, whatever, but, you know, I felt real bad and I felt insulted and I felt like I was discriminated against and the whole nine motherfucking yards according to penal code, sex code, racist versus tips versus, you know, me in 2007 and me eating filet mignon when the fuck I want to. So you had all that together and I think he got a motherfucking issue. So anyway, I mean, he turned red. I mean, his shit is like, yeah. I'm like, this motherfucker wanna get fucked up. Like, oh girl, so she's my 54th in Crenshaw, nigga. I put the motherfucking shawl in shawl. Don't come at me with that motherfucking bullshit now. But anyway, and I was in the right. You know when you're in the right, it's so hard to get through. You were wrong now, but he was wrong. So anyway, I ended up going back to the inside the restaurant. And I asked to speak to the manager. I asked the lady at the desk and I speak to the manager. So I ended up asking the lady. So the manager come, I say, is the waiter jack on break or something? She was like, no, why? Is there a problem? I said, yeah, well, I find it real funny that Jackie leave his work area, follow me and four of the patrons outside, and patronize us and harass us, and tell us that tipping or stiffing or whatever the fuck he's talking about is not cool. I feel like if I had enough to pay for my meal, then that should be it. You know, some days you're not going to get tipped every motherfucking thing that you think you're supposed to get tipped. I don't give a fuck how much you smile. If I don't have it, I don't have it. Now, it would have been a different motherfucking thing if I didn't pay the bill. The police would have been here, and I would have been looking like a criminal or looking like, oh, this black bitch can't afford her meal. Now, I can't afford the motherfucking tip. First of all, your tip was not indicated on the paper. I know it would be nice if I left 10 to 15%, but maybe I don't got it. I thought a snake, not you. If billing and tipping was mandatory, then why the fuck y'all don't have it on y'all receipt like the Cheesecake Factory?